tell us who cares about art. But they're wrong. It is the exact reason that we're fighting. For a culture, for a way of life.
As World War II is coming to a close, President Roosevelt authorizes a team of art experts to go to German-occupied Europe and salvage masterpieces looted by the Nazis.
And to put a team together and try to protect what's left and find what's missing.
Aren't you a little old for that?
Yes.
George Clooney interprets the real-life team leader, George Leslie Stout. From 1944 to 1945, Stout supervised the recovery and removal of several thousand works of art hidden in salt mines, churches, and other locations in Europe.
We have been tasked to find and protect buildings.
The film and its cast bring to life, with some poetic license, the group called the Monuments Men.
We have to get as close to the front as we can. Preston, you and Campbell head towards Belgium, specifically Ghent.
The very same map is on display now at the Smithsonian's American Art Museum in Washington. Curator Kate Hall says the film agrees with the documents and the pictures on display here.
Many of the Monuments Men came back from the war and became some of the most important figures in the museum field and the academic field of art history.
George Stout founded the first American Art Conservation Laboratory. Captain James Rorimer went on to become the director of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York.
The Monuments Men, signed by Roosevelt. Oh, I see that.
Matt Damon interprets Rorimer. In the film, he's called James Granger.
Claire Simone?
Claire Simone was in real life curator Rose Vallant. She played a central part in the masterpiece's recovery. Kate Blanchett plays Vallant's character.
She was a curator who works at the Jeu de Paume, which was the Museum for Contemporary Art.
She was watching all of these Nazi leaders choose the art and send it off to different places.
Und das hier wird ein Geschenk für unseren Führer nach Berchtesgaden.
Rose Vallant spoke German, but she didn't let the Nazis know that, and so she listened carefully to what they were saying. She took copious notes of what was coming into the Jeu de Paume and where it went.
Without Vallant's inventory and pictures she gave Rorimer, many of these masterpieces would have been lost forever.
At Merkers, Germany, this salt mine holds one of the strangest secrets of the war.
GIs uncovered gold and art.
Practically every museum in Europe is represented in these masterpieces, which include Raphael's, Rembrandt's, Van Dyck's, and many other great masters' works.
The Smithsonian exhibit pays tribute to the Monuments Men. But it is Hollywood's more emotional rendition that has put the team and their operation on the map.
If you destroy an entire generation of people's culture, it's as if they never existed. That's what Hitler wants.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.